For months, international aid agencies have been bracing for a humanitarian crisis brought on by the war in Iraq. Enormous stockpiles of food and medical supplies have been shipped into the region, and camps capable of holding tens of thousands of Iraqi refugees have also been set up. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Amman, Jordan, the situation hasn't turned out as expected.
The only camp in Jordan for Iraqi refugees sits in the eastern desert near the town of Ruwaishid, about 40 miles from the Iraq border. Andrew Mills, with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, shows off one of the hundreds of mud-colored tents pitched on the dry, inhospitable ground.
It's a double-fly tent. It's 3 by 4 meters. Our planning figure is an average of 3.5 people per tent.
Mills says this is the most prepared his agency has ever been to receive an influx of refugees.
At this stage, we've got water supply in for, say, 10,000 refugees, similar amount for our latrines. We have tents set up on part of the camp. We have street lights. We have electricity. Compared to Africa, this is like a very high-tech camp.
But what the camp doesn't have is refugees. Not a single Iraqi has registered as a refugee in Jordan since the start of the war. Same holds true for Iran. In Syria, only 14 Iraqis have registered as refugees, according to the UNHCR. Aid agencies can only speculate why they haven't seen the anticipated wave of Iraqi refugees. Sebastian Carlias is with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.
Security is definitely a concern. But the Iraqi people has been used somehow to live under very harsh circumstances and conditions for years now, for decades. So they try to stay at home as long as they can. And I think that only the lack of food and lack of water could lead to a massive exodus.
But thousands of Iraqis are crossing the border, going the other way. They're heading home. At the main bus station in Amman, a group of Iraqi men stand near one of the several grimy buses that head to Baghdad every day. At their feet are stuffed plastic bags and old suitcases held together with string. Like many of the Iraqi men getting on the buses, Bassam Al-Khaldi, a 35-year-old seaman, says he's going home to defend his country.
I have to be there because the war is against my country, and it's a must for me. This is my country. So I will defend my country against this aggression.
Peter Kessler, a UNHCR spokesman, says hundreds of thousands of Iraqis live in neighboring countries, and many want to be with their families right now.
People they care for, they love, they don't want to leave behind at this time. Let's not underestimate the depth of that feeling, and of course the fact that they see their land under attack.
Mohammed Al-Hassan is one of those people. The 53-year-old laborer says he hates the bombing in Baghdad and doesn't want his wife and four children to be alone.
If they come by peace, it's all right. But by bombing the Iraq and kill thousands of Iraqi children, this is not freedom. This is only they come to destroy the Iraq and take the oil. That's all.
Jordan's foreign ministry says more than 4,300 Iraqis have crossed the Jordanian border back into their own country since the war began. It's a counterflow that few international aid agencies expected, and one that shows little sign of abating. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Amman.